Lear and the Appleeks. And it's interesting, people always think of Theodore Roosevelt with his stuffed animals and things. Few people realize that he was second only to Thomas Jefferson in his care and knowledge about the White House. In fact, he designed the one thing which is missing here, which will soon be given to us, a superb mantle. McKim, Mead, and White had designed one with lion's heads, and Theodore Roosevelt said, no, the lion's not an American animal. So he designed it with buffalo heads of white marble, and McKim, Mead, and White now is copying that for us. So you'll soon see it here to replace this just simple molding that was put in 1948.
And Mrs. Kennedy, on that fireplace, just under the mantel, there's an inscription which I found one of the most moving things in the White House.
Yes, that's from the very first letter that was ever written from the White House. It was written by John Adams, the first president to live here, to his wife Abigail, when he'd only been here 2 days, in November 2nd, 1800. And in it, it says, I pray heaven to bestow the best of blessings on this house and on all that shall hereafter inhabit it. May none but honest and wise men ever rule under this roof. It was Franklin Roosevelt who loved that prayer and had it put on the mantelpiece. There are 3 rooms which serve as reception rooms for the smaller official functions of the White House. The Red Room. Behind these walls, after the death of Willie Lincoln, Mrs. Lincoln consulted mediums and prevailed upon her husband to attend one seance. The Blue Room. Until recent times, this was the room where presidents received the credentials of foreign ambassadors to the United States. The Green Room. This used to be the dining room, and here Jefferson gave his famous dinners and introduced